Now, you've heard a bit over the past few days about the concerns some of our volunteer firefighters have with their fire trucks. Today, we're going to hear from Blake Halford. He's the captain of the Gibson Fire Brigade, and he is one of our volunteers who fights the fires in this region and was there during the devastating 2015 bushfires. He's also the one that put up the motion that council lobby for better fire trucks in this region.
I guess for these trucks that we've got or are being given, the same trucks that are used to deliver bread and milk around Perth. The only difference is they just add an axle under the front end and call it a four-wheel drive. But realistically, it is an on-road truck with some 4x4 capability, where what we're chasing to do our job is an off-road truck that has on-road capability, and there's quite a large distinction between the two. So people tend to hold back, the fires get bigger, and then obviously it takes more to control.
Yeah, you were on the ground in the devastating 2015 fires. Did having these vehicles, did it impact the way that you fought that fire or those fires at all?
Yes, it did impact. At the same time, those fires were just that catastrophic on those days. I don't think anything could have changed the outcome once that fire was running. Yeah.
Does it change the way, I guess, that you fight every fire?
It probably doesn't change the way we fight every fire, but a large percentage of them, yes, it does. The trucks we had previously were a lot more robust, had bigger tyres, they didn't break down, or very, very rarely. So we had more confidence that they could go where they needed to go. And with the new purpose-built off-road trucks that we've seen on the market, we just can't fathom why they keep producing these trucks for us.
Yeah, so you were the one at the Bushfire Advisory Committee who moved this motion that you asked council to kind of lobby for change a little bit more strongly. Why now are you putting this motion up?
This has been discussed at advisory meetings and through the volunteer community for probably nearly 20 years now, and it just seems to keep going around in circles. And I've heard that other local governments around the state, with help from the Bushfires Association, have stood up and said, no, we want better for our volunteers, we want better equipment, and we want fit-for-purpose vehicles that are going to do the job. So I think our local government should be supporting the volunteers in its community to do the same.
You're listening to ABC Esperance. I'm talking to Gibson Fire Brigade Captain Blake Halford. He's the one who's put up a motion asking for our Shire Council to lobby for more fit-for-purpose fire trucks. Now, council officers advised against laying down the law to DFS, and they say there is plenty of time to work this through with them. What do you think of that recommendation?
Well, I think they should come hang on the end of a hose.
Are you hopeful that they actually will take this on board?
Yes, I am hopeful, because change needs to happen. I would hate to think that a death would be the catalyst for change. I hope that people can see common sense and see what we're talking about, that change is needed. And at the same time, I know several volunteers that won't get on the trucks anymore, because they do not feel comfortable going to a fire in these appliances because they believe they're unsafe.
Wow, that really shows how much of an issue this is. Do you know how many volunteers we've lost because of this?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to give you an exact figure, but I know three or four quite well that have decided, no, that's the final straw. They received a new truck and they took it out and did trials, went to a couple of fires and said, no, it's not worth my life.
I spoke to the DFS commissioner and he kept mentioning the operational fleet project. And he said there were Esperance representation on that sort of advisory committee that are going to go to DFS and say what trucks they actually want. Do you have confidence that their advice will be actually listened to by DFS?
In the past, it hasn't, but in recent times, I feel there has been a change, and we are being heard. And I think the volunteers and the people on the coalface doing the firefighting are being listened to. Whether what we say comes to fruition, only time will tell.
Gibson Fire Brigade Captain Blake Halford. Now, you've heard from a number of people on the issues surrounding these fire trucks. Tomorrow I'll put up an online story bringing all these stories into one. You'll be able to find that on the ABC website.